Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. Jacob, how are you?
Terrible. Everything that is negative, I am not happy at all. How are you doing? I can imagine you're the complete opposite.
I'm on cloud nine right now, man. The Auburn Tigers swept LSU, the number three team in the country, for the first time since 1988. How about it, man?
Good for you.
So, is it safe to say that Mississippi State is officially Alabama's dad in baseball?
Yeah, been 10 straight series. Nine, 10. I mean, they sucked 2 years ago and came in here and won, I think, two of their five or six conference games. And I don't know what it is. I think the most unacceptable part of the weekend, though, was definitely getting run ruled on Friday night. I mean, past two weekends, starter hasn't been able to get – I mean, he's given up at least six in both your two starts.
So that's two straight Fridays that y'all have been run ruled, right?
Yep. And it's just – I don't know what it is. I really don't. And it's unfortunate, but I don't really know if you – I don't know if you move him out of that role because – I mean, Riley Quick on Saturday was pretty good. I mean, he did his part. So, man, I don't know. It's unfortunate, but you know, it is what it is. And hopefully, they can bounce back this weekend. but I don't think so.
Yeah. So, I mean, Auburn was able to sweep LSU just pretty dominant fashion over the whole weekend. They only trailed, I think it was two innings. They trailed in game two. LSU hit a solo home run. Actually, they might have scored in the bottom of that inning. It was either the bottom of the second or the bottom of the third. Auburn went up, and that was the only time they trailed the whole series. You know, Dutton was seven innings on a Friday night. So that's back-to-back weekends where he's gone six or seven innings plus. Just been absolutely dominant for Auburn right now. I mean, they won 8-4 Friday. They won, I believe it was 3-2 on Sunday, and Saturday was... You think – I guess I'm not a true fan because I can't remember off the top of my head. It was 4-2. So, Auburn, you know, hold that LSU offense. I think I saw they were averaging 8.5 runs in conference play to 2.7, three runs. That, I mean, you can't complain if you're Auburn right now.
Yeah, I mean, you also hold that team to a – or also not hold the team but score on that pitching staff.
Yeah.
I mean, you take what they did last weekend – throwing five pitchers in 27 innings. I mean, that's just kind of not common. And so if that, you know, shows you how your offense is. And I mean, I think Auburn looks good. I think this weekend's going to be, I think you'll find out a lot this weekend about what they can do.
Yeah, I think Auburn has established themselves as a good team. I think this weekend, I don't think it can hurt you. But I think it definitely can – I mean, you win this weekend and you're talking about a national seed, in my opinion. I mean, that'll be three straight wins versus top 10 teams, series wins. You know, Alabama was eight.
That's not a real top 10 win. That's not.
Oh, I'm counting it. Sucker, Alabama, you can bet I'm counting it right there. So, you know, we'll see. Something else that was completely – well, I won't say completely wrong by me, but – you know, both of our sweepers, which was I had LSU sweeping Auburn, and then Arkansas sweeping – you had Arkansas sweeping Georgia. Both of them lost.
Look, that Arkansas-Georgia, I didn't think was the worst pick in the world. Saturday, they lose 7-6 on a check swing. That was absolutely bogus. All right, not even close to swinging. And then Sunday, they get beat in 12, I think it was. So, I mean, it was there. Potential was there. Now, yours was just kind of wrong, and it worked out well for you. I know you.
I'm not complaining.
All right. You know, I should have taken Missouri to get swept because Florida, you know, Florida looked like the old Florida, I guess. You know, there was part of that Thursday night game where Mizzou had the bases loaded down 6-1. Thought maybe they could do something with that, but, dude, they're not good. And I'm not trying to be mean and pick on them, but, man, they're just not very – they're not very good, not very competitive, not in this conference. I mean, even if you look at 14 or 1 through 14 in our power rankings on this week when we get into them, I mean, they're all competitive. South Carolina's been competitive to an extent. I mean, they were up 12-7 on Sunday, and you get beat 15-12. Like, you can't lose on back-to-back Grand Slams.
Yeah, that's tough. That is tough right there. And, you know, you feel really good about yourself. You know, you're going to A&M and salvaging, you know, a series versus we still think is one of the most talented teams in the country.
Coach of the year, baby. Coach of the year.
Yeah. SC coach of the year. Hey, it's still on the table.
Exactly.
They could,
it's on the table.
They could win out and finish at 20-10. And all I'm saying is he might put him on the conversation.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. So even though that's highly unlikely, you know, two grand slams, and it's just, and you know, A&M kind of dominated them. I think Friday night or Thursday night or Friday night was close. The other ones were not. It was 8-7 on Thursday night, and then Friday night it was 17-0. So, you know, talk about being non-competitive. I mean, A&M only got 7 spot in the fifth inning on Friday night, and then like you said, Saturday back to back grand slams, scored 8 runs in the bottom of the ninth. Can't happen. Just can't happen.
You know, I'd say that's pretty good. A couple of things. Pretty bad on South Carolina's part. Pretty good on A&M's part. Like, how do you give up back-to-back grand slams? That would be a scenario where if that happened to Alabama, I wouldn't watch a game for the rest of the year. There's no way. There's no way I could come back and watch. At least I wouldn't watch the game in person. Because if they start pissing me off, I can just turn the TV off. But
I mean, technically, you could walk out the stadium.
Yeah, but I'm not. See, that's just a waste of energy, though, like going to the game. I would just prefer to just sit on the couch and, you know, watch them get beat or whatever. But two, I just can't get over the fact that it was back-to-back grand slams. There's no reason that you should get 12 runs and lose. That's just not very good. I mean, Oklahoma looked good this weekend.
They did. They did, especially Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, especially Saturday. I think they won 14-0.
Yeah, that's right, 14-0.
I mean,
and then they won Friday night. Was I think that one was a little closer. It was 9-4. So I mean, yeah, I was right. That's a little closer, but not really close.
Yeah,
and then you know, Vandy was able to salvage game 3, winning 13-2. But I think Oklahoma was very happy walking out, and Jacob got a game back on that series.
Come on out.
He did a game back right there. So it was a great weekend for Jacob, you could say.
Terrible weekend for Jacob.
Something else that we got to talk about, and we've talked about this a few episodes. Ole Miss, you know, that series with Tennessee was super competitive. Super competitive. It was a one-run game on Friday night, and Tennessee won 3-2. And then Saturday, Ole Miss won 8-5. And then Sunday, Ole Miss scored the winning run, or the go-ahead run, in the bottom of the eighth, and was 3 outs from taking the series, and then gave up a 3 spot in the top of the ninth. So, and it's kind of what we talked about all, you know, when they played Arkansas. Competitive, they just couldn't get over the hump. And outside of those two teams, you know, they played Arkansas and Tennessee. Those are really the only two teams they've played that are really worth the crap. If we're being honest, you know, they're not elite like some of the other teams in the conference play. So I mean, I'm ready to call Ole Miss a contender, but I want to see them really beat somebody first.
Well, they lost to Little Rock today.
That's true. But hey, midweeks, Auburn's gotten swept by UAB, and the Tide has swept UAB during the midweeks. So,
and who's the better of those two teams?
Auburn. Hey, Auburn took another in-state team out today in Jack State in the midweek. But we needed a home run in the top of the ninth with 2 outs to do it.
You know, that happens sometimes. Unfortunately, ask Florida. I bet they wish it was happening to them a lot more this year.
Yeah. So, well, I guess we should give State. We did give State's flowers, but we haven't really talked about Mississippi State. You know, who was it? Pico? Did he just? Was it just a lot of UAB? I mean, Alabama not being competitive, or was it? Well,
Pico didn't do anything. It went in Pico. It wasn't. They went to the. I mean, we ran a pitch count up. I mean, I think it was. I mean, State just – I mean, we just – felt like we just kind of floated up beach balls up there sometimes. And they – I mean, they were hitting everything. It was one of those things where they just – they hit everything. And they brought in a guy from bullpen and just kind of shut everything down. And
yeah, Stone Simons, he had 4 innings with 5 Ks and no earned runs.
Yeah, looked very good. I mean, he's the only guy returning from the national championship team.
He's been there a while.
In 21. So, but yeah, I mean – Pico pitched good, but I mean, at one point I looked up at the scoreboard. He was at 52 pitches and he was 26 balls, 26 strikes. So you know, he wasn't like he was just the most effective guy ever. Just couldn't piece anything together. Couldn't get anybody out.
Well, because Jacob did get the game back with the Oklahoma Vandy series, last week he went 5-3 and I went 4-4. That brings our overall season total results to 30-10 for me. So right there at 75%. And then Jacob's at 27-13. So the comeback could be on.
It's not. Don't worry.
All right, Jacob. You want to kick us off with the power?
Yeah, I guess. 16th game, Missouri. They haven't won a game. They're going to stay there. They win at least two. 15th, South Carolina. They, you know, got swept this weekend. Give up back-to-back Grand Slam should put you at the 16th spot, but a team that's there.
You're lucky Missouri is bad.
Yeah. Hadn't won a game yet. So 14th, Florida. 4-11. Did sweep Missouri. They stayed. I think they were the same last week.
I think they were 15. I think they were 15 last week. Okay. So we did bump them.
Respecting the Gators. And then at 13, we have Kentucky, who's 6-9, coming off of a series loss where they did, you know, they did take that one game against Texas. So I think if they'd have got swept, maybe they would have been at 14.
Yeah, you know, that's something I guess we didn't talk about last time, but last week, the way they won that Saturday game was Texas's right fielder just out there playing with the flowers, out there picking dandelions while the catcher was throwing a bunt down the foul pole line.
Yeah, so, I would have left him in Lexington.
But, you know, Kentucky, you know, they're not great. They have not been swept yet. Like, they have found a way to just take one consistently.
And that's,
you know,
what they beat.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. I mean, that if they can get one or two series more wins and just keep not getting swept, I mean, they'll be at 12 games or something, 12 wins, and that might put them in the way the conference is. All right. At 12 is the Alabama Crimson Tide, 8-7. You know, two straight series losses versus on the road at Auburn, which is not looking like a bad series loss, honestly, at this point right now. And then you had Mississippi State at home. It is what it is. We've talked about it a few times, so we'll spare Jacob some misery a little bit. 11 is State, so I guess I won't get to spare them too much because I got to tell them that they moved up because they beat Alabama and Tuscaloosa. They're 5-10 in conference play. 10 is Vandy. Oh, and the State's in two straight series wins, you know, South Carolina and Alabama. So 10 is Vandy. Vandy going out there to Oklahoma and kind of getting handed to them the first two games, but then salvaging the series. We have them 10-8-7. And then 9 is A&M, another team that has won two straight series as they swept South Carolina.
Yeah. At 8, Oklahoma coming off of more so a dominant series win against Vandy. LSU at 6, coming off of a series sweep at Auburn, getting swept. And then at 5, we have Auburn after sweeping LSU, all right, 9-6. I skipped Ole Miss at 7. Yeah. They're not real. They're not a real team.
It's okay. We both went to Gordo. We can't count.
Yeah, so I'm just tired of the power rankings because Alabama's made me miserable. So Ole Miss at 7 at 9-5. Sorry to the Rebels.
At 4, Tennessee, after taking this series on the road versus Ole Miss, they're 11-4. 3 is Georgia. We bumped Georgia just a little bit because they did take the series versus Arkansas at home. That was very big for them after they got swept the weekend before at Texas. They were able to come back and get a series win versus the number one team in the country. So 3 is Georgia. 2 is Arkansas. Even though Georgia just took the series against them, we still think, you know, not going to punish the team really for losing at Foley Field against Georgia. And it was a really competitive series. And like Jacob said, he almost got the sweeper right, minus, you know, a few
half innings. Bogus check swing. Bogus.
And then 1 is Texas. Texas 13-2, losing one game versus Kentucky versus the right fielder playing with dandelions out there in right field, but still taking the series. So we have them at 13-2.
Yeah, I think they're now the number one team in the country.
Yeah, they are. They're the fifth team. They're the fifth team to be number one in the SEC this year. Or like that, the fifth SEC team to be number one in the polls. A&M.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then was LSU there at one point?
Yeah, Tennessee had to be there.
Tennessee, Arkansas, Texas.
Yeah, we know it wasn't Alabama.
Auburn ain't even there yet, too. I don't think Auburn's gonna get there. I don't know if we'll ever see Auburn or Alabama number one.
Maybe it'll be one or two, like, and have kind of like an IBOP thing, but maybe in about 30 years,
we'll be dead before any of this happens.
We'll be the head coaches then. By the time that happens, so all right. So we're gonna have all but two series are gonna start on Thursday and be through Saturday this weekend because of Easter. In the first series is number 11 Ole Miss, who's 27-8, 9-5, who is 7th in the power rankings at South Carolina, 1-17, 2-13 in conference play. What you got?
Gotta take Ole Miss. You know, we talked about South Carolina being bad, giving up two grand slams in the A&M last weekend. You know, Palmieri's, it's, I don't think it's the start he was wanting for conference play kind of thing. You know, and they still got one of the, I think Ethan Petrie is kind of somebody that nobody talks about anymore, but he's still there raking kind of thing. He just ain't got no help right there. So maybe South Carolina gets one, but I think I'm going to take Ole Miss to get the series win.
Yeah, I'm going to take Ole Miss too. I wouldn't be shocked if Maneri retires again after this year. Probably just going to hang it up. You know, I don't know if he just has it.
Well, you know, we talked about it last time. And I don't think we talked about it on the podcast, but we were really surprised that South Carolina let go. Was it Kingston? Is that right? Wasn't Kingston the past head coach? You know, I mean, we thought he was doing a decent job. You know, 2 years ago, they got all the way up to like maybe they were top seven or somewhere through there when they like Ethan Petrie's first year. I think they were rolling and then they made postseason last year. And then South Carolina decided he wasn't good enough. I mean, I really don't know, but it kind of backfired on him.
Yeah, I definitely think it has. I don't remember what job he took, but I know he took one. I don't remember who it was, but I know he took some. I want to say it was like a lower level job. I know.
I want to say it was in that. It was in that Creighton. He was named the associate head coach in June at Creighton.
Well. They're not even they had a baseball team. So, all right, next series is number 5 Georgia, who's 33-6, 10-5 in SEC play, at number 19 Vandy, who's 27-10, 8-7 in conference play. I'm gonna go with the Vandy boys. Go Vanderbilt at home. I think they'll be doing it at home. So need to try and get another one back. I think this one's the one that I feel more confident in. But I'm gonna go Vandy at home.
I'm going to take Georgia. You know, I guess the last time we saw Georgia on the road was getting swept, but I don't think Vanderbilt's Texas. Last time we saw Vanderbilt at home was Arkansas, and Arkansas swept them at home. You know, they had the
– Maybe I should change my pick.
I think, you know, if you feel confident, you got to roll with it. So I'm going to take Georgia to take the series. I definitely see this one being a 2-1 series. And it could – like, I think it could go either way, but give me the Bulldogs. All right, next we got number 18, Oklahoma, 26-10, 7-8 in conference play versus poor old Missouri, 13-23, 0-15 in conference play. Jacob, does Missouri win a game? Not even, we already know who we're going to take, but does Missouri win a game this weekend?
No, because they're going to get their first win in Tuscaloosa next weekend. I'm going to go Oklahoma. I wouldn't be shocked if Missouri finds a way at some point. I think if they're going to do it, it'll be at home. If they're going to do it at some point, but I mean, this is probably going to be their best bet, unless we, you know, roll out whoever next weekend.
Are we saying do it? Are we talking about just win a game? Or are we just talking about a series, right? We're talking about a game.
Got a game, maybe an inning, win an inning. Yeah, Oklahoma, boomer.
Yeah, Oklahoma as well. I don't know, man. I just don't see Missouri getting a win. If they couldn't get one versus Florida last weekend, I don't think they're going to get one versus anybody else. So.
They've got a brutal – I mean, they're just not going to have fun playing baseball anymore.
You don't think they're having fun losing being 0-15 in college play?
There's no way they're having fun. I mean
– they did win their midweek this week, though. They beat Missouri State 10-9.
That's actually not a bad win. Like Missouri State typically got a good baseball program.
Yeah, they normally give like Arkansas and them a run for their money.
Like the SEC is so unserious that Alabama and Missouri's Friday game next weekend starts at 4 p.m.
I might have something to watch in class.
4 p.m. on a Friday. That is insane. But yeah, Missouri has that. They have Alabama next weekend, and then they got Georgia at home.
Nope.
And then they're at A&M. Nope. then they, well, this would be the end series. Where do they end? They end with State at home.
Maybe get one game there.
They may go 0-30.
No. I might take them to go into the Joe next weekend.
It'd be probably a good bet.
All right, moving on. Number 8, Auburn, 27-10, 9-6 current play, at number 1, Texas. Texas is 30-5, 13-2. And as much as I'd love to take Auburn and being Homer right now, I got to take Texas, man. I just don't see Auburn going on the road. I'm happy to just get one. If we get one, and I don't care how it is, I prefer not to get 10 run in the other two games, but if we can get one, I might say let's get 10 run in the other two. Am I crazy to say that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, the goal is – especially when you play, especially the number one team at their place, like, you never want to get swept. And it doesn't really matter who you play. You never want to get swept. So if you can find a way to salvage one, it doesn't really matter. You won one, and every game in conference play matters. So I'm going to go Texas as well, though. I just don't know. I don't know if I could trust Auburn to do it on the road. I think the last time they were on the road, they got swept at Georgia.
Yes, that was the last road series.
So, and then the other one before that, I think they took two at Kentucky, but, this is, I would say, obviously Texas is better than Georgia because they swept them. So, but I just don't know if, I could see them taking a game, but I'd also kind of be shocked if they took a game too. So, we'll see. All right, the next series is Texas A&M, who's 21-16, 6-9 in conference play, at number 2 Arkansas, who's 33-5, 12-3 in conference play. I'm gonna go with Arkansas at home. Wouldn't be shocked if A&M, if they keep playing the way they have been. I mean, they've won two straight series, so I wouldn't be shocked. But I'm gonna go Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm going to take Arkansas. I mean, I guess, we saw A&M 2 weeks ago go on the road to Tennessee. Then now they're the past number one when the time they went to. And, got blew out. No hit on Friday night. But they might – well, maybe they might – were they the Friday – I think they started on Friday. They were the Thursday.
They were Friday because they played two on Saturday because of the weather.
Right. So they got no hit on Friday and then turn around and won the doubleheader kind of thing. So they have a track record of going on the road and getting a win versus a top – well, Tennessee was one, but top 3 team in the country right now. I think this is really what we're gonna see if they were just got lucky versus Tennessee and then played a bad South Carolina team. But I think Arkansas is really, really good. So give me Arkansas.
All right, and the final series that starts on Thursday is number 15 Alabama, who is 30-8, 8-7 in conference play, at number 9 LSU, who's 32-6, 10-5 in conference play. What you got?
Take LSU. I'm going to take LSU at the box. It's just hard to pick against LSU at the box. They haven't lost. I know they haven't lost a conference game in the box. They might not have lost a non-con game there. So I'm going to take LSU to defend their home territory, but I think I like Alabama getting one.
LSU sweeps.
That's I think all. Jacob might have just spoiled a sweeper right there.
LSU sweeps. All I got.
All right, moving on to the series that start Friday through Sunday. I guess they are wanting to give us some Easter baseball. So while you're out there looking for Easter eggs, these teams will be playing ball kind of thing. Kentucky, 20-14, 6-9 in conference play, at number 4, Tennessee. Tennessee's 31-5, 11-4 in conference play. What you going with, Jacob?
I'm going to go Tennessee at home. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if I don't know if Kentucky is going to be able to go on the road, and I think this will be the one they're going to get swept in.
I'm going to take Tennessee as well. I don't know if I'm going to take Tennessee to swept just because I haven't seen Kentucky get swept, and I'm respecting that. You're a bottom tier team, but you just find ways to not get swept, and that's kind of impressive. So Tennessee wins the series, but Kentucky's not getting swept, in my opinion.
Oh, you think Kentucky takes one?
I think so. I mean, they've made it this far without getting swept, and they've played decent teams to do that. Auburn, Texas, that kind of stuff. So I like to see it. I think it could, and Ole Miss too. And, they took the series versus A&M. So they've played some decent teams and looked competitive. So I think they could get one. I'm not predicting the win, and I wouldn't be. I think it's definitely more likely that they get swept versus they win the series, but I think I could see them taking one.
Yeah, I've said those words before, so be careful with that.
Yeah, that's what, 2 episodes ago, I think?
Yeah, I think it was this Tennessee team. So,
all right, Florida, 25-14, 4-11 in conference play, at Mississippi State, 23-14, 5-10 in conference play. Big postseason matchup right here, Jacob. And I think I'm going to take State at the dude. I think if it was in Florida, I might go the other way. But I think, State's won back-to-back series. They look decent versus Alabama, look good versus South Carolina, decent versus South Carolina, too. So give me State to get a 3-game series winning streak.
Yeah, I think State wins at home as well. I think they'll take the series against Florida. Florida just hasn't. I mean, aside from Missouri, they're 1-11 in their 12 conference games. So I think State at home, the atmosphere will be good. So especially on Saturday, or Sunday. I mean, even though it's Easter, that place is baseball country. So I think they'll be there Yeah, baby.
They have two Friday night games. You know, Friday doesn't start till 7, and Saturday doesn't start till 7. So them folks in Starkville will be able to get out there and get a little riled up out there in the left field lounge.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to sweepers right here. Me and Jacob both were wrong last week, so that brings our total to 3-2 on the year. Jacob's kind of our – do you want to say it again? You want to say it again? Who's your sweeper this week?
LSU sweeps Bama. Alabama might get run ruled in every game.
As you can see.
Realistically, I do think they get swept. I think there will be some competitive games in there. Friday night at this point. You know what you've gotten the past 2 weeks, but you know what you've gotten before. So it's just that uncertainty there. So I think if Alabama takes one, it's going to be Saturday.
Was it Friday night that they beat Tennessee? Or did they beat Tennessee on Saturday?
Well, technically Thursday, so.
Okay, but yeah, like was game one starter?
Yeah, beat Liam Doyle. Even so, after that game, Zane Adams. So it's just like he's been there, and now he's fallen off. So there's something going on there that, I mean, obviously nobody knows about because you're not him. You're
fixing it.
Right? And exactly, hadn't fixed it. So, I mean, I think if Alabama takes one, to be Saturday. If I trust anybody, it's quick. But also, man, like, I don't know how much I trust him either, looking at how they played at Auburn on that Saturday game. So, you know, I'm hopeful that I'm wrong. But this was the one that I feel the most confident in.
All right, so it comes down to now: do I care about my sweeper record and pick who I really think might get the sweep, or do I try to do exactly what I did last weekend for Auburn? What do you think, Jacob? Should I be true, or should I just, you know, put it all on the line for Auburn?
I think you should take Auburn to sweep Texas.
Oh, not doing that now. Not doing that. So I'll tell you.
Do what you think's the like one that's the most that you feel most confident in. Like, actually,
okay, I'm gonna take Oklahoma to sweep Missouri.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I think, I mean, you know, last week was the first week that neither of us had Missouri in the sweeper kind of thing.
Because we respected them.
Yeah, and we were wrong. We were really wrong right there. So, you know, we've had teams like this in every kind of thing. You know, we're going to pick them to lose until they win. And I think that's going to keep continuing. I think you're going to see after this weekend, Missouri's going to be in there for a while. So Oklahoma sweeps Missouri.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's all we got for this week's episode of episode 6 of season 7 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening, and we will see you next week.